I don't have a brother to read or write. Well, an older fellow, my mama's uncle, had raised him, sent him to school, and she wasn't able to school us. Yeah, now she, my oldest brother, she gave that to uncle, and he sent him to school enough to read or write. But, matter of fact, the two sisters that she raised, all three of the sisters she raised, they could write a letter. That's all. But now another one of my sons couldn't do it.
Yeah. What about the first house you were born in? The house you were raised in, what was it like?
Something. You can't see it, though, crib back out, gentlemen. It's something that's about like this thing, hasn't you? You know, they built a little shack for the Negro den and another little cook shack out there, they call that the kitchen. They had a runway from the house to the kitchen.
Yeah.
If it rained or stormed, you had to run through that to get to the kitchen. But I made a mad trip through them. And I was saying at the time, I didn't have my mama didn't have bread to cook for me. Now you may think I'm lying, but I'm telling you the truth. She didn't have, if you had bread, sometimes you didn't have lard to grease the steak. She'd take meal and brown it and skin it. So that would help kind of bread. With the grease you had, she could take some of that same meal and make some gravy for us to eat. You wouldn't like to be coming along that time, would you? That's the truth. I've seen the time I'd be glad to get a year of corn out of my boss man's crib that parched to eat.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't have been coming along at that time.
How'd you keep warm? Did you have a fireplace?
Not a fireplace. Not the truth, but a fireplace. For the good cover to keep me warm, no, we didn't have it. And in that time, she had my two older sisters was gone, my oldest brother, she didn't raise him. She had two beds in one room, and her and the girl slept together, and the three boys slept together in the same room. I knew you wouldn't want me coming along at that time. I was in the time and she wasn't able to get me a change of suit of clothes. She'd have to put me to bed at night and wash that one for me, dry it. I could have something changed in tomorrow. Got buried, she done that a plenty. First pair of shoes I ever had in my life, you think that's a lie. She went and got me a little pair of shoes, old man, run a store down here to call Mrs. Athens, hey. And them time they made a shoe with a little can go across the toe. Can you remember them? Mm-hmm. Well, she got me a pair of them shoes, and I'm so glad that I had them shoes. She made me pull the shoe off when I got ready to go to bed. And I slipped up, I was so proud of my shoes, I never had a pair. And I put them shoes on, and my foot swung open them shoes so that morning, could not get a shoe off of me. And it was snowing and cold. And she had another boy I stayed with a while to be out there. To pick us our sticks. I know you knew them called bird sticks and rabbit sticks. And we walked snow just like we walked in the sunshine. We don't. And people don't think that's a lie. I tell my children about that. They don't really not to been here. I might really not have been here when I was here and I had to come through with that. There ain't nobody had no worse of time. I don't care who he is, where he come from. And go with your dad with his life coming up. I didn't have no daddy to help her with me. That old lady, she promised $4 a month working around with the white folks and didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when my brother got up big enough to go off on the sugar farm.